State conservationist Tony Sinceri with the Natural Resources Conservation Service in South Dakota has been on the job in the Rushmore State since March. He spent this time traveling the state, visiting every NRCS field office in South Dakota, learning the resource concerns of the area.
We have soil erosion, we're having salinity issues, we're having woody species encroachment, we're dealing with inadequate stock water in parts of the state, soil organic matter loss. I mean, we're dealing with some real issues, but we have some amazing opportunities coming forward.
Sinceri reports new investments in conservation are being fueled by the recent Inflation Reduction Act, which will funnel nearly $100 million in new funding to South Dakota over the next 2 years to expand conservation efforts across the state. Sinceri praises farmers and ranchers who have partnered with the NRCS over the years, developing and initiating plans to enhance profitability and sustainability. However, NRCS seeks to ramp up efforts to reach a bigger audience.
Right now, through our conservation programs, we're probably touching between 10 to 15% of our producers across the state. And my goal over these next few years is to increase that number. We have a lot of producers that we're not working with through conservation, and we have some just amazing opportunities moving forward in expanding yield, expanding profitability for farmers, and then just being able to continue to work on sustainability of farming operations across the state.
Sinceri State's efforts will be bolstered using current programs such as EQIP, CSP, easements, and partnerships. Sinceri encourages farmers and ranchers to learn more on conservation opportunities by visiting their local NRCS field office. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, helping people help the land.